So what are some tools that you can use to properly anticipate the urban flash flood threat? One of the first and probably most important tools you have at your disposal is to know where your urban areas are, as these will typically be the first to go in terms of flash flooding. Oftentimes, it may only take an inch of rain in an hour to start causing havoc over the metro areas. One way to help draw your attention to those areas is to overlay an urban boundaries map on your flash flood bundles. If you don't have a local map for this, don't worry. Warren-Ginn Lock is a default AWIPS map of all the Warren-Ginn city locations. When either of those maps are overlaid, it will highlight your urban bounds and can help you remember where your most vulnerable urban areas are. Next, Crest Unit Streamflow is an excellent hydrologic tool over urban areas because it includes an imperviousness parameter. This parameter helps the model react more quickly to rainfall in urban areas since it recognizes the higher runoff potential. To learn more about the applications of this product, please refer to the Flash Best Practices module. Lastly, you can use the Forced Flash Flood Guidance tool to set flash flood guidance to be a certain value over your urban areas. For example, if you know that one of your cities typically begins to flash flood anytime you get more than 1 inch of rain in an hour in that basin, you can manually set or force your 1 hour flash flood guidance to be 1 inch over that area. Feel free to talk to your hydrofocal point to learn more about this option. Using all of these tools together can help you remember to not forget the serious risk that urbanization poses to enhancing the flash flood potential.